Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with the lovely Cindy DeFerdinand.
Hey, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Another great day to talk about coaching. And I want to introduce a fabulous guest we have on today, Tori Coghill. And Tori is doing some remarkable work in terms of health coaching. She's trained as a health coach, and she has a real passion for food and helping moms, busy moms, just get into their homes and help them increase good habits and impact their children with better eating habits. So I'm going to let hi, Tori, to everybody.
Hi, guys. How are you?
good.
And you know, go ahead.
I think this is so good because, I mean, I'm not a mom, but I am a dad, and you know, and maybe there's some dads out there too that co-parenting or parenting, and I just immediately thought when I was talking to you, Tori, like, wow, how great that is. Just the sound of somebody's there to coach a mom or coach a parent, you know, with a child. And there's so much out there with different additives and dyes and just there's right. just a lot of unhealthy stuff out there, man. Even with these school lunches mm-hmm. and stuff that's out there, it's just really, really bad. And believe you me, I'm a knuckle dragging guy from Texas, and you know, you wouldn't think we're into essential oils and healthy foods, but we are, and some of us are, and so I just think that that's just a great attractive service line for people. It's just real positive, and it just
and real supportive.
Supportive.
You know,
right.
and I'm really. Really glad, Bruce, you brought up the father thing, you know, because sometimes the person cooking and shopping is the man in the household or the spouse, the husband. Oh, and in coaching, we talk a lot about niche marketing. You know, everybody goes out and helps in a different way. And so, you know, I said moms because that's like a specific, you know, targeted audience, but certainly Tori, you can talk about when you get in the home, you're impacting the entire family, which is so positive. So, and yes, everybody's interested in improving habits and getting good information. And lots of us parents are super busy and may not have the time. And some of the moms or dads may not really have the knowledge of nutrition and cooking. Right.
Totally.
So tell us a little bit about your approach and sort of your background. You can start, you know, however you'd like your background and then your approach to helping people in their homes and in your practice.
So, I was trained as just basic holistic health coaching. And then over the years and working with some guides, I found my niche market, and I'm a nanny as well, so I have experience with moms and kids and just the mom needing that, you know, right-hand man just to help her and guide her to revamping mm-hmm. the kitchen, getting it healthier. It's really hard, and you see so many articles and this and that all over social media, and you want to do it. You want to get healthier. You're like, wow, that looks really good. Like, I wish I could had time, or I wish I, you know, had just time basically to get that done.
Time.
And
mm-hmm.
I want to be that extra hands and that support that they can feel comfortable with, and we can bounce ideas back and forth. And, you know, I go into the house and we just like take apart the pantry, you know, but we do it little steps at a time. I don't want to do
Baby
it all
steps.
At once because that's overwhelming. That's a lot. And people fall off of the bandwagon when it's just too much at one time.
Right, and baby steps, so, little things.
Yeah, baby steps for sure. And just getting the pantry, you know, going through the pantry, going through the kitchen, seeing what we can really take out immediately. And then after that, you know, doing more and more. But also, I would take the moms out shopping. You know, we go to the grocery store. We talk about the different foods, the different options that we have. And I really believe that that, you know, gets the mom inspired. And you know, moms and dads, they love, you know, talking, conversating, learning about new things. And
right.
I mean, every human. And so that's basically, you know, the ground of it. But also, I love to incorporate, you know, essential oils for the babies, for the little ones when they get sick, or to sleep better, or just, you know, little practices like when the kids see the moms doing yoga or working out, they want to do it too. And I mean, right. Why not? That's awesome.
It is awesome.
The moms and the kids doing the same things, and just incorporating a more, you know, wholesome, whole food, grounded experience in the house. And I feel like that just raises the child and even changes the mom into, you know, something that they feel vibrant, they feel alive, they feel just healthy. And that's awesome. I love that. I love seeing that out of my clients.
And even the kids, you know, as you know, I'm a nutritionist as well, and I have five children. Just getting kids involved in the kitchen, I mean,
oh, yeah.
You can really see they're hungry for the knowledge too. That their little minds are, and they listen. They listen to what the parents are talking about. You know, I know my own grandchildren. They as soon as they walk in the door, it's into the kitchen with me. They love that I cook, and I know they do yoga with their mom, and you know they model after the parents. So it's such a great service. Because the little sounds like you tweak a little bit at a time, you know, just changing little habits, and that it can really over the long haul, it can really make an impact on the health of the family.
Mm-hmm. Totally, they love seeing, you know, the mom drinking a green juice or a smoothie, and they want that. They want to try it. They're like, you know, mom has it. Why I want to eat that? So if the mom's eating healthier, the baby's going to want to eat healthier. The child's going to want to, you know, dabble into whatever the mom's kind of doing. And that's the best, because the snacks nowadays, they don't feed the brain. They don't give you good energy. And a lot of children are, you know, acting out because they're eating just like terrible food that's not, you know, really feeding their cells and their body to give them a good positive outlook on the day.
Right. Mm-hmm. And even their little brain development, you know, like certain nutrients are so important for brain development. And when they go into school and behavior and Bruce, you know, of course you understand that field very well, but it does impact the children getting more and more healthy food. I know my daughter is a preschool teacher. I've got like three teachers and kids, and she gets really upset when she sees these lunches that some of the kids come with. And, you know, we talk about that as, you know, how can you impact that as a teacher, or even, you know, as a health coach, because, you know, sometimes it's just the fact that the parent doesn't have the education or the knowledge. And of course, you don't want to, you know, I know Tori, you and I've talked about that. You don't want to insult the parent because they're trying to do the best job they can. And, you know, how you approach it's, that yeah. without insulting them.
Like finding those boundaries, I want to be able to bounce back and forth. The mom and I, the dad and I bounce ideas back and forth, you know, whatever that, because if they're reaching out to me, then, you know, they already have something boiling inside them that they want to get out. So having them and I, you know, go back and forth about ideas and throw things out there, and just, you know, just getting familiar with each other, and I just being, it's like a personal experience. And, you know, I spend 4 hours in the house, and that's amazing. That does so much, and it just really makes the parent feel supported. And I think that's the best, because parents, you know, they're busy. They have so much on their plates, and
they can be very overwhelmed. They can be very overwhelmed. And how do you approach it when they think they are doing something positive, but your education, your background, your experience and expertise shows you, you know, that it's not the right thing? I mean, how do you soft sell that? You know what I mean? The change.
Yeah, that's a, you know, I mean, I feel like if you're just honest with them and you don't attack them, you kind of give them a general, you know, explanation of everything and kind of, you know, relate back. Because, I mean, I haven't eaten healthy my whole life. I just got into this maybe, I guess, almost 10 years ago. And now, before, like, so I can relate and be like, you know, like, I know that you, I thought that was healthy too, or I thought this was the right way. But, you know, like, it's always, you're always evolving. We're like, I feel like humans are always learning and evolving. And that's what's exciting about health coaching is, you know, you get a new perspective of things and you get to learn new things and then it incorporates into your life and it makes you feel good. So it's just,
right. And of course, nobody does it right all the time. None of us, you know what I mean? So
no.
Yeah, we're all human.
Trial and error.
And we learn as we go, right?
Yeah, with the babies, it's trial and error so much. You know, little tweaks to their like cooking with changing out with instead of butter with coconut oil, and they don't really notice. And you're like, okay, like, you know, and not really telling them, and then they're eating healthy and they don't even know that they're eating something healthy.
Right.
And then eventually it's like, oh, like, how do I cook that? And then you show them it's with coconut oil and they're like, oh, okay. So they are automatically like, okay, I'm going to start cooking with this thing that my mom cooks with and it's healthy.
Right. Right. So they start seeing you do it. So I know you have a passion for cooking and for healthy eating in general. And so do you spend time, do you spend a lot of the time that you are with them? I guess it depends on what they want, and actually showing them how to cook, sharing recipes, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that would be a big one, you know. I like to be able to sit down and map out, you know, a week of eating, a week, you know, different lunches, different ideas to put into the lunches, different recipes, different snacks for the little ones.
Snacks, yeah.
And yeah, and the thing is like, I would be there, I could be there helping cook, you know, helping the mom get those snacks or get those things together. And I think that is just like the biggest reward, because it's hard when someone tells you to do something and then you have to leave and you go and do it. But I would be there as your right hand man, helping you.
Show and tell, show and tell. It is better when somebody's teaching it to you than just telling it to you. I agree.
Right, hey, Bruce, like a gym partner, any kind of partner, it just inspires you and motivates you. It makes you feel
you accountable.
Like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's easier to do it with somebody. It really makes it easier. Bruce, you had a question, I think, earlier you were going to ask.
Yeah. Tell me your thoughts on the whole gluten-free for kids. I mean, is that generally something that you hold to, or that's on a kid-by-kid basis? Or what are your thoughts about the gluten? And
you know what? I do believe that children should eat gluten-free as much as possible. I feel like when I've experienced children who their moms are getting them off of gluten, and when they do, their behavior changes. They don't get, you know, act out as much. They don't have tantrums. It's just, I feel like gluten really doesn't do well for the body, for the brain, for the, you know, for your mood. And so I really do support gluten-free. I also have, I mean, in my own personal experience, when I take out gluten from my diet, I don't feel groggy. I don't feel exhausted the next few days. I just feel like it just digests better. I just love without the gluten. So I definitely support no gluten.
And I think that some people have more of a sensitivity, you know, like I, in my practice, I have food intolerance tests and I've done one myself, and mine is wheat and cow's milk. Darn. I love Italian food. My husband's Italian, you know? But yeah, it, you know, some people have more of a sensitivity than others. You know, there's a continuum until, you know, of course there's people that have actual celiac disease, which is quite serious. So, yeah, I think it's very important to be sort of aware of that as you work with kids.
Right.
Also,
I was just saying, I don't remember. It slipped my mind. If it comes back, I'll let you bring it back up.
Well, I know we were talking about gluten-free stuff. Tell me about essential oils and. Are you in a particular camp, whether it be Young Living versus doTERRA, or what? Tell me about your essential oil side of your practice?
I really love doTERRA. My sister, she is involved in doTERRA, and before I was ordering from a company in Canada called Living Libations, and I loved them, but doTERRA is very local now. There's so many women out here selling it, and I really do. I love the product. I feel like it just smells more pure. It doesn't smell and feel like it kind of has a higher, you know, additive, like the alcohol adds in. So I love doTERRA, and I love using it for, like, sleeping, for soothing, you know, your chest, for bug bites, everything. I tell everyone they have a little something on them, and I'm like, I got you some essential oils. And my little sister, even, she's 10 years old, and she called me the other night at, I don't know, like 10 o'clock at night, and she's like, Tor, I need more tea tree oil. It ran out, and I have some bug bites, and I really need it for my bug bites, because she gets bitten a lot by bugs. And so she's into the essential oils, and it's crazy because she's only 10, and she knows, like, that's what I need to put on it. It makes it feel better,
that's nice.
And she sees her results. So it's really cool when that happens.
Yeah, it kind of converting people to using all natural approaches. I'm a big believer in the whole food approach to nutrition too. So the habits start really young, and it's hard to change habits when you're an adult, right? I mean, it takes, it's a little bit harder. So if you grow up with it, I mean, you really see the kids talking about it. I mean, they get it. You know what I mean? They get it.
I think
sometimes quicker than the adults. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they totally do. And right now, the healthy living is becoming bigger. It's becoming more relevant, and they're seeing it more, and children ask more, like, oh, is this healthy? Or they talk about it more, and that's exciting because it's going in their brain. You know, they're thinking about it. It's something in there, and that's really cool because when I was little, I don't ever remember thinking like, oh, is this healthy? Like, I didn't think twice. I was just like, yeah, give me some McDonald's. Give me this. Like, I don't know. Like, and now kids, you know, they see it more, and they see different, like, healthy living more in the public. And that's exciting. That gets their
brains. Yeah, it's definitely become like way more hot in the last decade, for sure.
Yeah, which is so good. I mean, if there's one trend to go by, that is one I love.
Health first, right? Really.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about, you do some one-on-one coaching where you can just, you know, obviously we can bring the coach in. This is a coaching show. And I liked what you had said before, that you sit down and it's a back and forth thing, which of course coaching is. When you have expertise in a particular area, I mean, obviously you're educating as well. So you're sort of having to do that, take your coaching hat off, put your, you know, kind of consultant hat on or expertise hat on. And that interchange you talked about where you really see what's buzzing. I think you said, what did you say? You used a word.
Boiling.
Yeah.
Like the spark inside. Yeah.
Yeah, that they're already thinking about things. So when you do just sit down one-on-one coaching, where you're sharing with your clients, how do you lead into that? Do you ask them, you know, what seems urgent to them? What are the changes they're looking to make? How do you use that coaching skill set there?
Yeah, I mean, I typically would just ask, you know, what are your concerns? What would you like to take out of this day? What kind of changes do you want to see happen? Like, what do you want? You know, and they know, like, when that question comes, it's just, and then just letting them talk about it, sitting back, letting them, you know, say what they need to say. And then usually it always just comes out and they're answering their own questions, which is awesome. And then, you know, we take it from there, and then we take the steps and the action steps to actually make it work, make it happen, and get that, you know,
into their home. You know, when you work with people, it's interesting because everybody has a different lifestyle, right? And so you know, I have found that that's super important to include. I mean, what's their average day look like? Not just what they're eating, but really, you know, molding a program to how they live their life. And then, of course, making tiny changes too and tweaking habits. But not everybody has the same day. We don't all have the same lifestyle. So how does that play in? I know you talk about busy moms. So what does that mean?
For me, I'm just from my experience with moms and with experiencing nannying and working with kids, and I get those times where my brain just feels fogged and I'm like, I just want to give them whatever they want just to like have a quiet moment.
Right.
And in those moments, I take a step back because I feel those moments, and I feel like most moms can feel when that, you know, that impatientness comes up and they feel agitated, or they just feel like, whoa, like this is too much a day. I want to shed a couple tears. And being aware of those moments and kind of tracking, you know, getting like being just maybe having a journal on the side, just noting, writing some down real quick. And then, you know, every day you can practice, you know, being a little bit more aware and more conscious of finding that patience in those little moments, or, you know, saying a little prayer inside, or, you know, whatever it is that kind of calms down. And, you know, talking to yourself too, it just really helps, especially in those stressful moments. But
right,
definitely
right.
Tracking and, you know, like meditation is so, so, so good. So good for you. It really, really helps the brain. It helps you manage your day so much better. But definitely, I really love, like, when I'm driving, I take those times just to, you know, reevaluate everything and get in touch with myself. And I think that's, like, a big thing, especially when you're trying to change, like, a big thing in your area where you want it to be more positive. Or just,
right.
I mean, being more in touch with yourself is really
sort of tracking the pulse of your day, and everybody's is different.
Right.
And teaching them to be more aware, and even sounds like mm-hmm. Teaching them even to handle the emotion, you know, when you're around, you know, small children, you know, especially if they're small children, right? It can be pretty demanding at times. So it sounded like you're teaching them to track how they're feeling so that maybe they can have more calm in their life. I know teachers talk a lot about that as well. So, and I know that if calm parents make calmer children, and I know it's impossible to be calm all the time, right? But diet really does play into that, and lots of other things that you're talking about in a home can really make a difference to keep parents calm and kids calm.
That.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's
totally.
Awesome.
I totally believe in that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So anything else that you wanted to ask Bruce on the, because I know on the
absolutely.
What you do in counseling and stuff, like where do you see, you know, diet and, you know, nutrition playing into some of the situations you see in therapy in your practice?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of oppositional defiant ODD kids. Failure to launch, teens, early 20s, you know, just the whole gamut that, these folks just put a lot of junk in their bodies, you know, and not that I'm the portrait of health, but wow, I mean, some of that stuff, that fast food and lifestyle and sleeplessness and just...
The energy drinks.
People, the energy drinks, and they vape, and they're inhaling that vegetable glycol in these vapes, and man, it's just a lot of toxicity going on. So yeah, I've thought of that. You know, I've thought about having that.
It's a concern to you, right? Right. It's not your expertise,
I had a nutritionist or a naturopath with me to do stuff. And. And one of the things I wanted to ask Tori is a lot your perspectives. You know, I like the fact that you came in this from being a nanny first.
Let's
talk
cool?
about that for a second. Yeah, I mean, what is it about the nanny experience? Because now you're caretaking for these kids, and that gives you a little bit different vantage point because you're caretaking, but you're there in a vocational capacity caretaking. So kind of talk about how that nanny experience has really kind of clarified your scope on your practice.
You know what? It's just, I feel like being in there experience, the whole experience of working with kids and seeing how, you know, they act throughout the day and, you know, immediately what they want to go for, like the things that they crave, or their moods, or how they interact with their parents. Just, I feel like I learn so much each day, and each day is so different, and it tests me personally. And I love when I can, you know, really be a support system for a mom and a child, and I'm helping the mom, I'm playing with the kid, and I see improvements. I see little by little, they're getting healthier, they're doing little things that are more mindful, and that inspires me. That just keeps me going, and I love it. And I mean, even with my own mom, she calls me and we'll go and sit down and we'll like try to figure out new ways to get the kids to eat healthier, new places that they, if they're in a rush to go do, that is healthier, that is a little bit like a fast food place, but it has healthy options. Or, you know, the health markets, they have so many different healthy options nowadays that are gluten-free or, you know, all more natural, non-GMO, organic, all that kind of stuff. And that's just so exciting to me. That inspires me. I love it.
What,
I love seeing improvement.
I think that's great, and it's good to hear. Let me ask you this. Are there things that you do with these kids in the capacity as a nanny that the parents don't do, even if they had the time? You see what I'm saying? This is kind of weird.
You know what?
Good question.
That is a really good question. And I do notice one thing, and it's more that with the child, I'm more of the friend. I am not the mom. I'm the adult, but I'm also, I can sit down and, you know, talk to them more because the moms are so busy, you know, they don't have all the time to just sit down and play with the kid all day long and talk to them and, you know, get on their level of being super silly for a couple hours. And I can do that. And that really connects me to the little ones. It really teaches me more about them. And I think that is a big thing that I feel so blessed to be able to do, because I don't have, they're not my kids. And so I don't have like a huge house to take care of and like, you know, everything else that the mom does. So I can take that extra time to just get really personal with the little one and, you know, just relate with them because they love it. They love the communication. They want to play. They want to learn. They want to like learn from the adults. They love looking up to them. So that's really special for me.
Nice.
So you still have a little bit of an authoritative position, but you're like a friend with authoritative side to it type of thing. Is that what you're thinking?
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it. They know that I'm the adult and that they need to listen to me, but I can, you know, take my shoes off and go to the park or go in the rooms and play Barbies and make believe for as long as, you know, they want to do it. Or, and that's exciting because the moms don't have all that time. It's they have so many other things on their mind, and I can let go of everything else and just be really with the child and really just play with them one-on-one. And that, I think that's really special. Especially because kids are, when they're little, they don't have, you know, friends over all the time. They don't, they're kind of playing by themselves when they're 1 to 3 or 4, you know? And so that's special to me to be like their little friend. That's cool.
That's fun, huh?
Yeah.
The moms don't always have the time to crawl around on the floor, right? They're trying to do it. They're trying to make time for playtime, but there's also, you know, so many other things, like you said, pulling on them, especially, you know, if they're a working mom or, you know, it just depends on their particular situation, how many children they have and, how big the family is and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm kind of laughing. I remember, you know, late 90s, you know, when my kids were super little, early 2000s. You know, I would want to get the Gold Star Award because I'd take the kids to Taco Bell and we get bean burritos. And I'd be like, hey, you know what I mean? Isn't that healthy? And I'm like, I'd get the feedback like, no, the white flour and there's lard in the beans. Oh, man, I'd get my tail handed to me.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, good food out there, and then there's a lot of, you know, not so good and really wrong food. And I think we all strive to just make improvements day to day. And you know, being a nanny and also being a health coach, you're in a really good position, I think, to influence the parents, right? And I'm a big believer in cooking in the home and, you know, the lost art of cooking and eating real food, because people are just so busy. So you're like a breath of fresh air, because you're coming into a home and trying to encourage that, you know. Like, I don't know if you get into influencing maybe growing their own food, just so the kids, you know, they have a few herbs. Do you get into that sort of thing? I know at my house we do that, and you know, it's just fun.
I haven't gotten into that. I am interested. I mean, I'll try anything once. That sounds exciting to me. I love that. That is actually a really fantastic idea. I'm going to have to incorporate that in.
Yeah, sometimes spring.
I think the kids would totally love that. Yeah,
well, they get to see the stuff grow, you know, and then when you're cooking, you know, it's like you just go out and grab some sage or tomatoes, you know, not that you're, you know, your whole produce, you know.
Yeah, the little things.
Little bits. Yeah, you know, just to make it fun and fresh and creates new recipes. I love spring because it's time to do that. My whole family got involved this year, so that was kind of fun. I didn't have to do it.
Yeah, I love that. The whole family doing it together, that is amazing. And the little ones are even, you know, in their early teens or teens, it's cool for them to have that little responsibility that, you know, they're seeing something, they're taking care of it, they're giving it, they're nurturing it, they're loving it, and then
they
get to see the product come out. And yeah, that's
and then
really
cook,
cool.
And then cook with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Bruce,
exactly.
Do you do that where you live? I'm just curious, because you got a more property, you know,
a lot
more land in Texas, right?
So, do I grow stuff? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, do you do, like, gardening?
I have green beans, I have cilantro, I have a little herb garden, you know.
And, nice.
Awesome. Oh, basil. Oh, I've had basil for days, man. It grows like corn.
Yeah. Basil's fabulous. I use a ton of basil, and I just got a new one. It's lime thyme, and I used it on chicken last night. And, you know, I don't know, I just love the spring where you can pick the little herbs and run in the kitchen and sprinkle it. I don't know, it's fun.
Yeah, I love
it. Makes
that.
It really fun. So you guys do quite a bit there then. Do you eat it? Do you share it?
Sure, eat it, share it. And I mean, we had an organic little garden for a while, and I'd bring it to, when I was working for the Federal Bureau of Prisons, I'd bring it in to the building, and all the folks, the staff would marvel at the produce, you know, and stuff like that. And
that's awesome.
So had a little farmer's market going on. Yeah. But and again, this is kind of an exception, not the rule. But you know, obviously, some of those herbs and things are low maintenance. You know, tomatoes, got to get the tomato cage out. I'm excited that some of my tomatoes volunteered in the spearmint came, or the spearmint, the mint came back, and I'm about
mint
ready to,
grows like a weed, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, man. So
it's got to be careful. That'll take over your whole life.
I wouldn't mind. You know, it smells so good.
It does.
Crushing it up. But no, I think that's really interesting. You know, that nanny perspective.
It is.
And, you know, Tori, kind of resonating. I started, before I opened my private practice, I was a tutor. I was a traveling tutor, and I went into children's homes. And I did academic skills consulting and tutoring with kids, you know, and that's what inspired me to kind of take things to the next level, as I was noticing some interesting family dynamics and whatnot in each of these homes, and somewhat diagnosable behavior in my tutoring kids. But anyhow, so that's what kind of, you know, kind of resonated with me. I kind of like that. I love that side door, if you will, like, oh, I'm doing this, and oh, here's a need, and you're just kind of growing on that white space. You know, you're growing your footprint and your service offerings with these kids and families. So that's I think that's really good, and I just love how that kind of fell into place for you.
Yeah, it's nice that she was doing that first and then added the health coaching in. And it is different dynamic to get into people's homes. You know, I think you really experience and see more, right?
Oh, yeah, so totally. There's so much more. You get so much more of an experience. It just, it really, you know, every family is different. Everybody has different values. But when you are in there and you are one-on-one and you're in their home, their personal space, things change. It gets, you know, they open up more. They can be more, you know, and just more open to ideas. And that's really cool. That's really cool for me to see.
And how about I was just thinking, the appreciation factor. You must get a lot of kudos and thank yous, because I got to say, as a mom, you know, any help, right? You know, when you're raising small children, the moms must really appreciate what you do.
Yeah.
And the dads. I'm sorry, Bruce, the dads too. The dads too.
I know. Yeah. That's one of the best parts, is just, you know, getting so much unconditional love from these moms and dads that are just like, thank you so much. You know, like, sometimes they need a break, or they just need that extra hand. And that's what I'm there for. What I love. That's my passion. I love to help. I love, you know, to be there for someone and, you know, see them, help them, whatever they're looking to improve. And that's my passion. I love it. I really, really love it. And I love seeing, you know, a little bit of stress taken off the parent. That's awesome to me.
See them calm down just a little bit, right? So that the combination of just really wanting to help people and then really loving nutrition and healthier, you know, lifestyle. It sounds like you put those two together really nicely in a business, you know, that can be really of service to busy families.
Oh yeah, totally. I completely believe so. I really, really believe in that.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. Anything else, Bruce, that I so appreciate you coming on the show today, Tori. It's just, I'm really happy to hear that there's people out there supporting families in that way, you know, just little changes at a time to make their lifestyles and their lives calmer and happier, you know, and healthier.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I mean, like, I feel so blessed. I love talking about this stuff. I love doing it. I love everything about it. So I just get going and I'm like, yes, like, so much, like, an energy.
It feeds you.
So thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. You know, you're doing the right thing when you're finished and you're filled up, right? That's so awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great feeling.
And you just, totally. That's the best.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Anything else that you have popping in your head, Bruce?
No, I'm glad you came on the show. And I think, you know, where you are, you know, you kind of sound, this is a compliment, but you're kind of like a big kid, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, you're so happy.
Yeah.
Every day's a new day. So you're, and that's so good. And it's so refreshing to hear, you know, and see that. And I think that's going to really bode well for you and your practice, just the energy you bring and the fact that you're comfortable in people's homes, you know?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people that are coaches, you know, do a lot of work in an office. They do a lot of work in other environments. But man, you know, you're already used to being in people's homes and kind of working your way into the fabric of the everyday life. And let's look in the pantry and let's lay out this and let's do that. And I think that's just really good head start when you talk about building a coaching practice and maintaining a coaching practice with those elements that just, you know, with your just real upbeat personality and passion for what you're doing and what you have going on right now, you have a real great beginning. And I know that your practice and your coaching is going to do well, and it's going to expand, and people are going to hear this on iTunes and Google Play, and they're going to come to the LA Talk Radio archives. And like, man,
I need her.
Yeah,
I need her.
Baby.
And you know what? And moms are such great referrals. You know what I mean? Because moms talk down at the school, down at the playground, you know, like, what can I do? Help me, help me. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I love the moms. I love the dads. The parents, it's just that, you know, when you're a parent, you start communicating in a different way. You start talking about your kids more, and I love, that's another thing about being a nanny is that, like, when they start talking about their kids, I automatically, you know, already know kind of what they're saying, what the behaviors or this and that, and I can sit there and just, like, have a conversation like I am a parent, and I'm not even a parent, but I know I have that experience with the kids, and that's what's really cool. That really, I think that helps them feel comfortable, and, you know, like, right. I'm not just, like, winging it.
yeah, it's like they get the sense that you really get it, you know what I mean, not just on the healthy lifestyle health coaching, but that you really get the parenting thing, you know, even though you're not, you know,
so right, like,
that's going to make them connect to you much better.
Exactly. You know, one of the things that, right, even though you're not a parent, you're in the child care, if you will, realm or whatever, and that is sufficient, you know what I mean? So so it's not necessarily that you have to have that experience to be effective, because you have the knowledge and the skills and the experience. So at the end of the day, right, what you're offering is something that isn't kind of, you know, you're not there to sympathize. Oh my God, my kid just eats the paint off the walls and just da, da, da. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God,
mine does that too.
And it's gonna be okay. And let's go, you know, self medicate. Just kidding. Anyway, but that's another show.
That's another show. That is another. That's a definitely another show, right?
Yes.
That's funny. Yeah, because parents usually commiserate together. They really do. You know, where you are like the solution. You know, and it's it would be probably easier for parents to take the solution from you than another parent, you know, or a friend. You know what I mean?
Totally.
You do have an outside perspective with an expertise, which is different, right? So that's cool.
Yeah, totally.
Well,
I'm definitely the type of person that's about the solution. I love finding a solution. I love, you know, moving forward, evolving. I love that. So that's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, awesome.
And we can self-medicate with some kombucha. How's that?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's good
exactly.
Stuff.
There's alcohol in there, baby. If you dig deep enough, there's
if
alcohol.
If you dig deep enough. Oh, that's fine. Yeah. Tough to find, but it's there, they say. At least they put it on the label.
Man, all kinds of people in AA had to get desire chips because they had some kombucha. It's sad. Very sad. No, just kidding. Okay. No, they didn't. It's a little joke. Anyway.
Okay.
But it'll lapse, but not really. There's not enough alcohol. And kombucha, folks, it's a healthy drink. You have to acquire a taste for it. But yeah, it's good. So anyway.
That's so good.
Yes, it's so good for digestion. Yes.
It's good for the gut.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, good. Well, sounds great. I think, you know, I think she has got a good thing going, and wish she was here in Texas, but I guess, you know, just Huntington Beach, SoCal, huh?
Okay. Yep. Service to the people here. why don't you tell us, Tori, how people can contact you and reach out to you? Maybe
your Facebook phone, page. Name of your Facebook page.
Yeah. So I have a Facebook page. It's Souls Awareness. I'm under my basic name, which is Victoria Coghill. I post stuff on there as well, but mostly getting my Souls Awareness page, you know, more visitors and posting more healthy tips and things I do throughout the day and my own personal life too, which I think is cool and inspires people and kind of gives them a taste of, you know, how someone else kind of keeps a healthy lifestyle going. Mm-hmm. So that's how it is. It's the Souls Awareness, and you can find me on there.
All right.
Very good. Well, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Yeah, really
thank
enjoyed
you so
it.
Much.
You guys have a great have a great day, Tori.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, good. That was refreshing. Yes.
Yeah,
she has got the Facebook page thing. And folks, I think her LinkedIn, we were talking before, I think she's going to be expanding her LinkedIn. That's a very important thing as well in our day and age, is to have that footprint out there as well. So,
got to have ways for people to see you're out there and ways for them to reach out to you. But can you just imagine, I mean, there's just not enough of her to go around to the moms that need that kind of support. today, you know? So
right.
She's going to have an interest. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so glad that you just got to that right from the beginning.
There's a man on the phone, man.
I just like really love that. You went, wait.
Back of the bus, man.
Don't make me go to the back of the bus.
Hey,
no, you got it right from the beginning. And I'm really glad you did, because it's really easy for females to get caught up in talking about moms. You know what I mean? And I think that was very apropos, Bruce.
Well, not only that. I mean, look, the divorce rate is 50% or thereabouts, and there's a lot of men out there, whether they're on the first, third, and fifth pilot schedule, half custody, joint custody. I know down here in Texas that a lot of men that I know that are, I'm not one of those men, but I'm just saying that there's a lot of men in this role when either A, all the time, or B, when it's their turn. So
yes,
just a fact of the matter. And man, you know, at the end of the day, it's probably the men that need this probably a little bit more. I'm right here in that camp, you know, kind of each year I'm trying to improve what I eat, you know, not near where I should be. But anyway, so, you know, it's good stuff, good information.
And you're probably right that, you know, there's a lot of men that play that role and also may need it more, because I think a lot of women traditionally have taken that role in the household and, you know, cooking and shopping and planning meals and preparing meals. But really that is kind of, you know,
or your wife works, you know, if
right.
It's not works and you're a stay at home dad kind of sort of, or you're the dad that kind of takes on more those wonderful supportive things in terms.
Yeah,
of
absolutely. And some men cook and the women don't, you know, so I know I have friends where the men do all the cooking. And, you know, I know my son and his wife, you know, they share it. Who comes home first starts cooking. They both jump into the role. Yeah. So, and there's a lot of that goes on, is like, it's a shared role. I just love to hear what she's doing out there for families.
Yeah, for sure.
And to know how, like, you know, my passion, you know, is being talked about today, how important it is to make food a part of family life and make it fun and make it healthy and something that everybody gets to enjoy. And, you know, as my kids grew up, from the time they were toddlers, you know, putting them up where they could get into the action, and now grandchildren. Coaches are, you know, remind you, and in a family, your family members can be reminding you too. You know, I find that in my daily life with my family. So it's good stuff. And I think she's going to just really do a wonderful job out there for families. Yeah.
Yeah, what a great niche. I know it's so exciting for you. I got some vicarious pleasure for you because you're a nutrition person, Cindy.
And yes, yes.
For this to kind of pass through, and maybe, you know, here in a few weeks we'll get back to some plug and chug executive
coaching, right. No, which is fun too. I do that business coaching too. I just spread myself around a little bit, but
we got it's kind of a busy season, so things are going well. Well, folks, guess we'll kind of wrap it up. Feel free to go by our Facebook page, facebook.com Concierge Coaches Show. And I can be reached at my website, conciergecoach.net. And my Twitter is at Cameron Coaches. So there's some ways to access me. And Cindy, how do folks get a hold of you?
They can go to wisdomfoods.com. And they can see my website as well. And also phone 714-943-6206. Reach me directly.
Excellent. So there it goes. I think next week, do we have a guest next week, or that's to be announced? We'll see.
To be announced.
Okay.
Yes.
We can just go to the bullpen here and just get a guest or do whatever. I just love that. So
yeah, that's fun too. We usually have fun doing that. Absolutely. I hope everybody has a fabulous rest of their Tuesday.
Have a good week as well. We'll see you here next time on LA Talk Radio, the Concierge Coaches Show. See you next time.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.